Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This live episode of Steel Wars features occasional coarse language and adult themes. If you are around sensitive ears, move along. This is not the Steel Wars episode you are looking for. There's plenty of other really clean ones, so check them out. Hey, you guys! What are we doing? Welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders, and I do love Star Wars! I don't know what I just watched. Nuclear bombs going off. People are rising from the dead. Carrie Fisher.
She's hiding.
This is the podcast where we don't try to objectify women. From the wrestling fan. Now listen, I don't care what anyone thinks of the film, whether you liked it. Who did like it? Who's a bit iffy? Either way, whatever. Well, if you liked it or you didn't like it. But here's the thing. If I read one prick on the internet theorizing that Jyn Erso is still alive? I'm going to be printing up some fucking big stickers.
Jyn Erso is Snoke.
Security! Security! Oh my God. And you know it's only going to be... The clock is ticking. Get to it, movie pilot. Bait clicked. And Tarkin. I did think a lot about it in the lead up, and there was rumors about Tarkin coming back, and I was like, is that morally right? Do you know what I mean? Like, he hasn't signed up for the movie. Is that what we should be doing? Resurrecting people? Yes, we should. We really should. It's bring them all back. It's bring back zombie Shakespeare. That's a good Simpsons reference, you guys. It is 2:30. I enjoyed it, but I don't. I'm. There was like Grey Akbar, and then Star Destroyers, like sort of like did the hustle, and then people, Princess Leia's cheeks, they're puffier than ever. They're puffier than ever. I've got a lot to process. I've got a lot to process. We've all got a lot to process. And thank you to good people from Panasonic who... this is what I'm... there for everyone at home, there's like a computer panel up here. Someone's going through some menus and now it says Star Wars. But that is what I'm doing in my brain. I'm trying to work things out and then my brain just clicked on Star Wars. But man, I'm confused. So I let's bring up a guest to help me work through this. He is, I think he was on all the way back from episode maybe 3 or 4. He does the great theme music for the show. Please welcome, you might know him from the band Something for Kate, it's my buddy Paul Dempsey. Hey, G'day. Paul.
Hey, Steel.
Now, we have sat together for many years in Star Wars premieres.
We have, yes.
How did that one go for you?
I loved it. I really loved it. I'm a bit like you. I'm still processing lots of information, but generally loved it. Gritty. Very gritty. Very, like very sort of gritty realism. Very different.
Yeah. Well, that's why I want to see it in 3D next time.
Yeah.
So I don't get so much grit in my eye.
Yeah, there's nothing more gritty.
Yeah, I was looking at Bodhi Rook and I was like, pull those goggles down, buddy. There is so much grit. It
certainly was, yes. What? Grit and shit and, yeah, tropical beaches. It's, yeah, it's like Dubai. It's like we're in Dubai. There's the Burj Khalifa.
The... I'm still processing. There was one thing that I remembered, that when the Blue Squadron of X-Wings went, we're going in, and knowing what we know from A New Hope, I was like, oh, Blue Squadron, there. That's not going to be that good a mission for you guys.
Yeah, that was the beginning of the shitty record.
Yeah, yeah. We're not going to be seeing Blue X-Wings for another 30 years. And Red 5.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Just bringing everybody back.
Do you reckon they told Luke that's why there's a spare Red 5? Yeah, he's just Red 5. He's gone to get power converters. That's where he's gone. Loves his power converters.
Now we know.
No, we don't. What else are your takeaways?
I was struck by the kind of... so much of it, more than any other Star Wars film, so much of it reminded me of Earth. You know, there was just...
Where the fuck do you live?
Well, but, you know, but like places like...
There Tropical places, Glen Iris?
But, you know, you've got place names like Jeddah, and you're seeing people that look very much like militants that we see on TV in that sort of desert environment. And then it was like the Normandy landings in Dubai. It was, I don't know, there was a lot of it that was like, this is like an earthly war film.
Yeah. So it did look like the Death Star plans were kept in a really sweet casino.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's also, everything's so sophisticated, and then you see the Death Star plans and it's like a fucking, you know, Atari. It's like they didn't get the graphic design guys on that particular element.
Well, they can't, because they've got to keep it all retro.
I
would have thought if they were going to go for the full, you know, like 70s, 80s vibe, when it got beamed up to the Mon Cal ship, it should have just gone, nah!
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, it's look, the other my other takeaway is, like, we finally got to hear a droid. Like, R2-D2's always sort of been a sarcastic droid, but you didn't know what he was saying. You just knew that he was being sarcastic. So now we sort of finally got a sarcastic droid that we could understand, and it was disturbingly like that guy from The Big Bang Theory. I'm sorry, but there were a couple of moments where I was like, this is dancing a little too close to Sheldon, that guy. I was like, oh,
Dempsey's seen The Big Bang Theory.
Don't pretend you haven't seen it. It's like the most popular fucking show on television, which escapes me. But there were a couple of moments where I was like, oh, no, it's that guy. No. Anyway, maybe that was just me. Hopefully that was just me. I hope I haven't ruined it for you.
I'd like to get someone else to join the mix. Let's welcome... People don't know when they're getting brought up, so it's very exciting. Let's bring in someone that prides himself on having absolutely no idea on what is happening in Star Wars. And as soon as I said that, he knew exactly who's getting brought up. Please welcome my friend, comedian Jonathan Schuster!
I thought we were going to have George Lucas back.
Oh,
thank you.
George Lucas will be back.
Thank you. Oh, I can't wait for George Lucas. Is he getting ready? Anyway.
Don't sizzle, Lucas. You do something.
Hang on. I know I didn't bring the mask, but I will next time. Great. Real good.
To answer your first question, it's set just before the original Star Wars.
Yeah, I knew that. I watched episode 3 today to get ready for it. It was shit. Hated it. It was like watching a video game, but not fun. I didn't even watch it all. I skipped to the end because I wanted to see him turn into Darth Vader, but I skipped too far, and then it was the credits. I didn't really even watch it. Thought it was great. The war part, like there was that like Saving Private Ryan moment, how they just like Gatling gun those cunts. Sorry. I was like, oh, sick. Just so good. There was when that.
But nobody wanted to shoot the disabled guy though.
Which
like mow everyone down.
Oh, yeah.
There's a blind guy. No, we don't shoot.
Yeah, I didn't really.
He thought it was the Force, so they were actually just being really respectful.
Yeah, yeah. PC gone mad on.
Yes, totally.
On. Clapped on 7 or whatever.
I have to say, one of the best jokes in the movie is when they put the hood on him.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
That was like legit funny.
Yeah. Yeah, that was great. Yeah, felt sad when that robot died. Did you didn't like him? Did you go? Well,
yeah, I mean, after what was going through my mind, I was like, yeah, fuck you.
But, yeah, yeah.
Take it, Sheldon.
Yeah. Because the whole bit where Darth Vader gets, but I know Dill was so excited about that, so I don't want to talk about it too much. Yeah. But at the end, when he just fucking unleashes, yeah. And I know that I've been on the show once, and I was like, "What is the Force? You just get it from far away. It's not even good." That was the first time when I went, "Oh, the Force is pretty sick." That was good. And I had my first Star Wars like nerd moment. You'll be proud of me. They always say one sentence throughout each.
You realise you're the nerdiest looking dude in the room.
I know. Yeah, I know. What's the phrase? I've got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then the robot says it, and she's like, "Shh." I was like, "Yeah." That was cool. Yeah, but it was good. I liked it.
Let's get someone else in the mix. You said he enjoyed the Darth Vader segment, so let's get him up to chat about it. It's comedian Dilruk Jayasinghe.
Fuck yeah, Darth Vader! It's back! This is what I've been waiting for. Like, we've always known that he's a powerful Jedi, and we saw bits of that as Anakin, but who gives a fuck about Hayden Christensen? We got in to see him do it as Darth Vader. I sat next to this guy who got so scared, because as soon as you, at the very end, you know, it's all dark, and then suddenly you hear the breathing, and then the red lightsaber goes off. I wanted to go, woo, in excitement, but it just took me by surprise, so all I did was, huh. That's the noise that came out of me as soon as the lightsaber went off.
So,
it's here!
Dill.
It's here!
Dill, I'm guessing you did find somewhere that sold Red Bull.
Actually, this is sad. I didn't want to admit this, but I fell asleep. Yeah, I woke up and it's raining and her dad's dead. I'm like, oh no. I've been frozen in carbonite and now, woken up. Now, he's dead.
Dill is very known to be a very dedicated comedian. He goes to a lot of gigs, he prepares, he works hard, he gets results.
I'm putting that on my poster next year. A dedicated comedian, works hard, gets results, Steel Saunders.
But I think having a nap before a podcast during the movie that we're meant to be reviewing.
Hey, I didn't want to. I was really into the movie. Having said that, this fucking director who directed Godzilla as well, he likes to take his sweet time building tension, doesn't he? That was a good 30, 40 minutes where fuck all happened. I mean,
how do you know you were asleep?
No, I was awake at that point. I was awake. I fell asleep after the action happened, which is sad. And also, Forrest Whitaker. Do we need him? I felt like we've spent too much of the budget on Forrest Whitaker, and instead, I know he's an Oscar-winning actor for Last King of Scotland or whatever. Fuck him off and spend more money on Tarquin or whatever that guy's name was.
Was he good or bad? I know that's a dumb question, but
fuck off, mate. Like, just stop trying to steal Darth Vader's gear with the... We've seen it, and we're waiting for the better one. Fuck off. He didn't add any value. We didn't get to see... Why did we give a fuck about him? He was... One moment, his head's shaved. Next moment, you're back. Fuck him. I hated him. I liked a lot of the other characters. I liked Blackface C-3PO. That was good. I thought, way to represent the Western Australian fans. That's good. I was Queen Mum. That's what he said.
She was queening. She was queening. I found Darth Vader to be weird.
Fucking Steel! What do you mean you found him weird?
For everyone at home, Dill just tried to walk off stage but got his foot trapped in the microphone.
Yes. Yes, as I was falling, I shouted, "It's a trap!"
Just his suit or something, it just...
His helmet didn't seem to fit right.
Yeah.
There was like a bit around the bottom of his helmet that was
the rubbery neck.
But you know, he's still a work in progress, I guess, to some degree. He's still having ice baths and shit, so...
Oh, how was his luxurious bath?
It looked all right.
Now, guys, just don't give us, like... Give us 90 minutes. I'm going to light some candles and just...
Darth's just having a dip.
Just really get back to the Sith, guys.
You, sir, what was wrong with the suit? You just felt it was a bit ill-fitting?
It was a little kind of rubbery or something around the neck. I don't know. Mm. It's less elegant or something. I don't know.
Excellent pickup. Because there was a suit made, and I'm not sure if it was used all through the film, but my friend Jason Ward from MakingStarWars.net did report that they had like a stunt neck that was rubbery, so he could go around and use that sweet force.
Well,
he was certainly... I mean, he was really active. Definitely, like, that last sequence is like... I've never seen him so
it's the
active.
Best.
He's younger and fitter.
Yeah, that's why he's, like, hard of breath for the next movie.
That's it.
Throwing people around. That was...
That took it out of him for the next three episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was like a weird dream, watching him just like throw people around. And then I loved the bit where he lightsabered someone and it went through the door.
Oh, so good.
It's like...
It was worth, like, I this is really sad in a way, but I was so happy that I was still alive today to be able to see that 30 seconds of God. But it's true. Like, I've had so many good things happen in my life, but that was... I can die tonight. Yeah. Just seeing Darth Vader just cut sick. Literally. Oh, so good.
He died doing what he loved. Sleeping in the cinema.
I shouldn't have admitted to that. Hey. Yeah, fuck, man.
Dude, if you don't admit to things that you don't want to, no career.
true.
It's all you've got, buddy.
It's one. What, the rain? Not much happened in the rain, was it? Just some... The dad died. You saw that coming. He'll be back in Doctor Strange. It's fine.
All right, so the things you didn't like was Forrest Whitaker.
I didn't like him.
And weather.
I'd get rid of both of them. Now, I also liked the random... at the start, when there was the first sort of battle went down, there was this random Asian kid that was just left alone. I'm like, they have one-child policy in Jeddah as well. That's great. There you go, sweetie. Just run towards the stormtroopers.
We wanted a son.
Jesus.
I was awake for some parts, obviously.
Yeah, I think you're awake for a few One Nation meetings.
Imagine if I revealed this mask and I was Pauline all along.
And I'd go, much like Darth Vader, that mask is very ill-fitting.
Spotted the rubbery neck.
Oh, what was that blubbery mind reader thing?
Oh, yeah. It's like a...
It was one of the reasons my kid won't be seeing the film, I'll say that.
Oh, really? You think it'd be too scary?
I think that was where I kind of went, no, I can't take him to see this yet.
Yeah, there was a whole bunch of tentacles, and there were two little tiny little tentacles right at the front as well. Like, I'm like, too phallic-shaped. Get rid of it. Like, just, well, it's a kid's film, isn't it?
They were the probes. The rest were just legs.
Ah, righto. Yeah. Again, Forrest Whitaker. What did he add?
A fro. Sweet fro.
Well, that was like there was like one trailer where he did have short hair, and then there was the other trailer with the fro, and that confused fans. They were like, there was a haircut gate. There was a lot of gating.
Forrest Whitaker is like the Bryan Cranston of Godzilla. They just showed too much of him in the trailer, and in the end, he just didn't add any real value. So, this director, fucking pick your game up next time you direct a movie. If you're going to cast someone, put them in the full fucking film. I've also found the
Dio, you are one of the world's leading internet trolls.
No, I'm just saying. I like Forrest Whitaker as an actor. I like one of his eyes.
At a time.
Yeah, the other one just does its own fucking thing. Like, the other one's just looking at the paycheck. Did you feel like the opening sequence was almost like an homage to Inglourious Basterds, where there's like the Christopher Waltz style character in the form of Mendo coming in interrogating this one dude, and there's the kid hiding underneath? No, just me. All right. Fuck. No, what do I know? I was asleep. Did I watch Inglourious Basterds instead of this?
I don't know. I don't know if the opening was a tribute to Inglourious Basterds, but I know it wasn't a tribute to any other Star Wars film.
Ah, no scroll.
No crawl. That was really weird. And then it had that bizarre Rogue One thing, and I was like, ugh.
I missed the crawl. And the other thing that I found slightly jarring to begin with was like the titles of the place names.
Yeah.
Like, why are we doing this all of a sudden? Then I realised it's because they went to about a dozen different places in the first 5 minutes. But I was kind of like, oh, this is new and unusual.
Yeah, that's why I was like, so inherently different to all the other movies, because we're used to like the three planet. There's like normally like a big planet at the start where there's an action scene, and there's like some middle, a bit of planet, bit of space action, and then another planet at the end. So like, you know, Jedi, you've got, you know, Tatooine, bit of space action, and then you've got Endor. And this was just like, you're just touring all over the galaxy. It was
like
crazy.
Pointing out all the characters and what they're doing. It was like fucking Ocean's 11 for a minute. And then suddenly the movie started.
Yeah, the titles, I sort of got used to them. But it was... I found they were actually quite helpful. But,
Well, when you got to the 12th place, it was like, okay, that's why we need the titles.
Yeah. I always think about what fans are going to do, like, to edit and stuff. And I want to watch the Return of the Jedi version where it's like, Endor, Forest Moon. I would like that.
I just realised that you guys call it crawl, not scroll. I've been saying scroll all along. English is my second language, so just...
Well, it's not scroll.
It's, what is it?
The crawl.
Like a crawling.
Oh, crawl.
Yeah.
Like the Linkin Park song?
Yeah.
Okay. I need somehow to reference it, so...
Yeah. No, that's what I do when I hear a Linkin Park song. Crawl.
I thought he said lick a butt song, and I was going, I'm glad I look like I don't know this song.
Oh, lick a butt. Hang on, you wait for Adam Richard to get up here. Then that's his cue.
We will keep the guests going. Paul.
I'll say goodnight.
Great seeing you. Thank Paul Dempsey.
Cheers.
Sydney and Brisbane. This weekend, we are doing two more Rogue One reaction episodes with different guests each show. Sydney, we're at the Chippendale Hotel on the 17th of December, Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. with an I Love Green Guide letters following at 4:15. Double discounted tickets are available. And then Brisbane, we're at the Brightside on Sunday the 18th of December at 2 p.m. with an I Love Green Guide letters at 4:15. We're going to be taking tons of audience questions and responses. So if you want to be heard,
you have something that you'd like to ask, or you just want to sit back and have a few laughs and listen to some people talk Star Wars, we'll see you this weekend. Tickets are available on the door, but to be sure, pre-book at steelwars.com. And he got sizzled, so we may as well bring him up. It is the fabulous Adam Richard!
Oh, it's the thing that interrogated the pilot.
Hi. Watch out for my tentacles.
Now, I know what you're thinking.
Now, Adam, you have said on a previous episode that you, as a youth, enjoyed Darth Vader.
Oh, yeah.
For its leather.
He's wearing entirely leather, like he's in the Village People. And he's got a cape on like a drag queen. It's my... my idol. He's very commanding.
So did you enjoy seeing him in the tub?
Oh no, because I was like, oh, he really doesn't have much below the belly button, does he? It's very disappointing.
He could really use the borrowing of a tentacle.
Does need a tentacle. I enjoyed the, like, deal. I enjoyed the end bit, but it made me feel like, you know, having that has made the rest of the film feel like, oh, well, I'm glad we sat through that to get to there. But, like, if they didn't have that Darth Vader bit, I would have gone, oh, I quite enjoyed that movie. It was depressing and horrible and everyone died. But then you get the Darth Vader bit at the end and you go, oh, I could have watched 2 hours of that. I really could have watched 2 hours of Darth Vader in a corridor just going, nah.
I love if you were like one of the producers that in the meeting they'd be like, we're going to need a much longer corridor.
Seriously, who was in the meeting that went, you know what, we need the guy who directed Godzilla, the guy who wrote the Bourne movies, and one of the American Pie writers. That'll make a good Star Wars movie. Like, at no point did anyone go, actually, no. I don't know that those three will be good together.
Imagine
what. Really? There was an American Pie writer?
Yeah, Chris Weitz.
Ah.
He wrote American Pie with his brother.
Well, that's so weird because when the Death Star shot onto Jeddah, it did look like it was sort of fucking a pie.
What you didn't see was Jason Biggs in a green screen suit. Just fucking the shit out of the Death Star.
There was a scene where Darth and Tarkin are looking at a webcam of Leia.
I thought it was good that they brought in a character from Star Wars Rebels for this one.
Oh, Saw Gerrera?
No, Peter Cushing.
I'm with you, Jonathan.
You're such a new school fan.
I know. Star Wars Rebels is a cartoon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and Peter Cushing looked like a fucking cartoon.
So who's Peter Cushy or whatever you say?
He's
Peter Cushy.
Peter Cushy. Yeah.
Is he the animated?
Yeah, he's the guy who's been dead for about 40 years.
Yeah. So, Schuster, when you're not as familiar, well, that's an understatement. With the films, could you tell that there was something a bit funky about him?
No, I knew that he was animated and I kind of figured out he was dead because he was old. They usually are or they're close to, you know, old people.
Did you think maybe he was in it for a while and died and they just finished the footage?
Yeah, I did. I was like, oh, they're doing this really, like, charming, like, Fast and the Furious thing where they're like, he's dead, he died.
Recently. But, no, yeah. Not 40 years ago.
He died 40 years ago?
Something like that.
That's crazy. Yeah.
He died before the first movie was released.
Yeah.
Really?
It was on the edge. Oh.
I have a fan theory about Genosa, though. I reckon she sliced up that other French, South American, whatever the fuck he was from, the main guy.
And Cassian?
Cassian. And sort of hid in his body. Tauntaun style, and the nuclear blast just went right over her.
Oh, wow.
Boo!
So you don't like the bit with the fridge in Indiana Jones, is what you're saying? George Lucas wrote that.
I'm aware. Speaking of George Lucas.
Oh, yeah.
Bub down one, because I want to...
You want to be close to
it. I do, because I am thrilled. He got to see the film a couple days before us, and apparently he liked it. But, you know, that's what he says out in public. So let's find out from the great man. It's the maker himself, George Lucas.
Hey, sir, thank you so much, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
George, it is so good to have you back.
Steele, it's a great pleasure to be here. I'm so happy, you know, having such a great time. And thank you so much for having me on the podcast.
Your hair is looking amazing.
It's more convincing than Peter Cushing.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's hair or an albino Christmas tree.
This is the light, industrial light and magic. That's what it is right here. It's also industrial. It's actually all three of those things. It's industrial, it's light, and it's magic.
It's Can like I... you saw a prequel reshoot of Ewan McGregor and just went, nice hair.
I'll take one of those. Thank you. Yeah.
Can I just feel your lustrous bit? Oh, no, that's your actual chin, sorry.
Yes, my actual chin.
What did you think, mate?
I hated it. Absolute fucking piece of shit. Oh,
you're like the guy last year.
Oh my god, it was the worst thing I've ever seen in my whole life, you know. And I gotta be honest, I mean, I saw it a few weeks ago with the director, and I said, yeah, that was great, good on you, you know, because I'm in the same room with this guy. It's awkward. I can't be honest with him. That was a real piece of shit. So I was like, good work there, buddy. I know movies are hard, you know. That's what I said to him. They're hard to do, and you did it, you know, and good on him, you know. He's a good guy. He's a nice guy, but terrible filmmaker. And that's the worst thing you can be, you know.
What would you rather be, a nice guy or a great filmmaker?
Oh, I think I'm both. I'm one of the few people who's both nice and a good filmmaker. But I've been making films for a while. I've been Amish for the past few years. That's why my beard's gone so big. And I'm not allowed to make movies anymore, legally. Legally, I'm not allowed to do it anymore, so, you know.
Why? What was the legal precedent?
You make three bad ones, they'll kill you. And I've made 10 bad ones. There are movies you haven't even seen, Steele. I've made by myself. It's mostly me masturbating, but...
God.
But they take place in a galaxy far, far away.
Did you get in
Which
the...
is the only way I'm allowed to do it. That's how the cops will get me for it.
Did you get in that American Pie writer to help you with that one?
He was my protege. And I said to him, go on, make Star Wars films. I think you're ready to go. And he wasn't listening because he was fucking a croissant. That's Ooh. What you do.
Artie, what redeeming factors did the film have?
They killed everybody. Good. I don't want to see any of those characters ever again. Every single one of them. Some of the worst written one-dimensional pieces of shit I've ever seen in my life. Dear God. You know?
The film could have really used a Watto, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Get a Watto in there. Make Watto part of the gang. You know? He would have been handy. He doesn't set off mines. That's the great thing about Watto. You lay a whole bunch of mines, we got Watto. Watto flies in, he's all... Blah, blah. We can't remember what he sounds like. But...
All I remember
But he's
is...
still alive and he's out there somewhere. I miss you, Watto. I miss you a lot.
I think he's doing a production of The Merchant of Venice.
You God, that would be a beautiful thing. That'd be amazing. Watto.
Why don't you
Or
do
a
that?
Whole cast of Wattos. All flying around.
asking for their pound of flesh.
Yeah. I want my pound. Your Jedi mind tricks don't work on me. You know, it's put that in somewhere. Don't flip the dice on me. He knows now. He learned his lesson. That's just catchphrase. Don't flip the dice. Don't do the dice thing again, you piece of shit. I'll kill you.
How does Watto kill people?
With his big old tooth. He just jams in your eye socket and goes like that. And then just lifts up into your brain.
God.
You just... Yeah, they were lucky. Qui-Gon was lucky. He could have fucked his shit right up. The wrong side of Watto. He would have come in there. Did you flip those dice? Grr! End the movie.
Every time you like move your head very physically, there's a lot of dust coming off your beard.
I've been living on a salt mine. Past couple of days, I was lost in South Australia. I left the food hall that you saw me in. And I wandered the salt lakes of South Australia. What the fuck is going on with this accent? It's getting really bad. I'm back. And I rolled around in the salt lakes.
I'm just picturing an X-Wing in a New Hope. Like, stay in character.
Quickly.
Stay in character.
Pull up!
The references are coming too far.
Oh, God damn it. It's too much. You like my little stomach? I lost the pillow I usually use.
It looks actually a bit like Watto's.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for. Guess who Watto was based on? Your mom. No, I'm sorry. So a little bit of roughhousing by the Lucas. Any questions?
What? Just tell us what you did like.
Okay, I liked
none of it.
The dog robots. Good to see them back again. You know the big dog robots? Get them back. I like those. Those are great.
How big are your dogs?
You got to see them to believe them. They're huge. But they're not, no, but robots are good. Except that one new robot. I didn't like him. He was rude. Wasn't helpful. Robots are supposed to be helpful. They're help people do whatever they need. That's what I want to get, my own robots.
What do you need?
You know, someone to help me around the house. Someone to talk to. Someone to watch my movies with me and say, you know, I really like that, George. Thank you, robot. No one else liked them. They liked them at first, and then they started to say, no, we don't want to do it. We'll get other people to make them. You know what that's like, Steele? Imagine someone started... Everyone hated this podcast, and they got someone else to make them, and they all watched that podcast. That's what it's like for me. Yeah. Feel it, fuckos. This is what you've done to a man.
You know
how I felt about the movie? Yeah. Felt like I ran into an old girlfriend at a party, and I was talking to her for a while, and I realized, oh, yeah, this is why we broke up. Because she's a bitch. Am I getting too dark, Steele? It's probably a bit too dark, isn't it? Yeah, but they fucking killed every part of this film. I'm a drop in the ocean compared to this asshole's film. Killed everybody. What it was? You know what I was saying before? It was like a Tarantino film. Yeah, it was like Reservoir Dogs. Everyone's fucking dead. Jesus Christ.
Reservoir Giant Dogs.
Exactly. Thank you.
What'd you think about seeing Carrie Fisher?
Great. She looks good. Oh my God. You know, I've heard that if you do enough cocaine, you go in reverse. She's reverse aging. It's an amazing thing to watch. And good luck to her, you know. Good luck to her. Yeah, looks better than Harrison. Looks better than Hamill. But Hamill always a little, you know. Oh, he was in a car accident. Sorry. That's not... Cut that out. I don't want to make fun of Mark Hamill's car accident. It was a serious thing. and not funny. Please cut that out. But no one knows who I am, so it doesn't matter. But Carrie looks good. It's the point I'm trying to make. She looks great.
She always looked good.
She always did. For a while, she looked bad. And now she's... and now she looks better. You know what I think she did? I think she took all her oldness and put it into Harrison Ford. Because he looks like shit. Harrison Ford looks like he's made out of wood. And a gypsy put a curse on a wooden Harrison Ford doll. And now it's just lost. Running around the world. Listen to what it's doing.
Oh, what did you think about in the film... They actually had Star Wars toys in Star Wars.
Yeah. You know. And if it was up to me, I'd make it illegal for kids to make their own Star Wars toys. She'd carved it out of wood. No, not on my watch. I'd set that thing on fire right in front of her face. You buy the toys. You don't build them. You buy them from me. Uncle Lucas. Well, I don't want to see anyone being creative or building anything. I sell them. I pay people to build them, and I don't pay them well. Then I sell them to you at exorbitant prices. That's the way things should be.
Well, Disney's really dropped the ball, haven't they?
God damn, Disney. Walt Disney's a racist. There, I said it. He was... No, he wasn't. Actually, he wasn't. He was actually a good guy. He invited... This true story. He was accused of being a Nazi sympathizer because after World War II, he invited a lot of ex-Nazi filmmakers to come to America and then show their films. And no one else did. And good on him. Round of applause for Walt Disney, ladies and gentlemen. An unsung hero.
Is anyone sure whether they should clap or not? God, if you thought Rogue One was dark.
You know, everyone forget... Thank you. And that's how we heal. You know, well, stop the fighting. Stop the wars.
Jonathan, you're kind of new to Star Wars. We've got the creator here. Do you have any questions that you'd like to know?
I want to talk to real you, though. I want to know what you really liked.
No, you'll never got to talk to the real me. This is the real me.
I'm sorry, George.
Yes, Chipster.
What do you... Oh, can we talk about Mendo?
Mendo, please. Who's Mendo again?
Ben Men...
Oh, Ben Mendelsohn.
Is it Mendo Ben Mendelsohn?
Yeah.
That's weird. Has anyone made that reference yet?
No, Mendo's the nickname. His name isn't Mendo Mendelsohn.
Oh.
His name's not Mendo in the movie.
What do you think? He got his name from a Mambo t-shirt?
Yeah, like, I don't know. Fuck? What's it? What's...
Mendo Ben Mendelsohn.
Hey, I
gotta call him Mendo.
Do you think your name is Schust, Jonathan Schuster?
No, but... What am I, Mendo? George... There's a picture of him. I didn't...
Yeah, that's Steel made that t-shirt.
Yeah, I know.
You know, you can make any t-shirt you want.
Yeah, I did.
Put anything on it.
It's not
like there's a rule. That better be his name or that's illegal.
No, the rule is don't make it his name and then it is legal.
Then it is legal.
What's his real name then? Oh, no, what's his name in the film?
Director Krennic.
Can we talk about him then?
Yeah. I feel like we should.
You've printed t-shirts and I was so excited about him. Man, he was very unassuming and he was cool. And he had a bit of character, but he wasn't as evil as I hoped.
No, well, that's because in real life. No.
He did.
Good call. Good call. Adam.
Good he call. He did kill a mother in front of its child.
Yeah.
No, but he didn't know the child was there, so it doesn't count.
You know.
All right, he killed a woman in front of her husband.
Yeah. Which is just as bad.
And then
I won't kill all your scientists, and then killed all the scientists. You know, that was, you know, that was pretty evil. And at one point, he shat in a bag. And then he sent it to the emperor and said, I got a present. And then the emperor's like, oh no, like that.
That was one of my notes, and they didn't use it. But I'm like, you want to push him over the edge?
Fuck, I really fell asleep during that bit, didn't I?
Yeah.
Get off, thee who will never be mentioned on the podcast again. He was so meant. He was just like an Australian Bogan Imperial. Yeah. Just like, yeah, fucking Tarkin, we got this fucking Death Star, mate. Nah, you're not driving. It was
his idea, and then tall poppy syndrome. Yeah, he doesn't get any credit for it. You know what I mean? Sorry,
but he was very mend. I felt like I could hear his Australian accent quite a bit.
Oh yeah, he wasn't putting anything on. He's like,
I'm in outer space. I could be Aussie.
There's no rules in outer space.
But he was badass, and it was thrilling to yell Mendo in the cinema, confusing probably about 400 people.
I thought they really missed a trick by not having the companion of the blind guy be deaf in homage to See No Evil, Hear No Evil. Like, just a little fuzzy wuzzy was a woman would have got me through.
There was one thing. He can, like, take out all these stormtroopers from all these different directions, but, like, he gets up to the stereo and he has to turn it on and he's like,
Where's the button?
He needs to do his little chant then.
You can dodge lasers, but can you pull a lever? It's hard. That's what you're struggling with. Yeah.
Well, we'll bring on our next guest. So we'll say goodbye to the great Jonathan Schuster. Oh, no, you stay here, George. I like having you close. It's very good.
I'm just happy to be anywhere.
Let's bring up, you would know him from podcasts all over the place, and he does the Star Wars commentaries with us. It is my very good friend. It's Bart Freeburn.
Space Wars.
Now, first of all, Bart.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to edit this.
Okay. So, I've just...
No!
I've already heard words being used on the podcast.
That's not
that word's
permission.
Not gonna be used.
The C-bomb's already been dropped.
I know.
So
outrageous.
Yeah, man. It's already
Would have expected to hear that at this time of the morning?
Yeah. Yes.
Credit spelled with a K.
Yeah, okay. All right, I will be very PG. Just like the movie.
Pretty gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did you think, Bartholomew?
I liked it, man. It was some pretty sweet crystal wars. It was just after those crystals.
Yeah.
They align them in the Death Star. The Death Star is just a big lightsaber, pretty much.
This is what I... You bring up the crystals.
Yeah.
Why... So there's a lot of... Like, in the hype leading into it, there was a lot of talk about kyber crystals and where they were being stored in those orange containers and stuff like that. And that's why the AT-ACTs, which are the new AT-ATs, the giant dogs.
The giant dogs.
From Canberra.
Yeah. That's why they had the orange bits, because they were carrying cargo.
Mm.
But that wasn't the planet they were mining them on. So why was their cargo AT-AT? Like, why didn't they just have normal AT-ATs? I want answers, George Lucas. Give them to me.
Trade. It all comes back to trade. You know, trade is hard. And you think, I'm going to sell it there, go over there. No, no, you need to have people, little ships telling you, don't go there, over here. You know what the crystals are for? They crush them up. Then Princess Leia snorts them. She gets younger. That's how it all works. She's just in it for the crystal, baby.
Well, isn't it ironic that you made these movies about trade?
Yeah.
And then the last time you sold something, you got really sad afterwards.
Yeah. You know, trade is a fickle thing.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Sometimes it's fun, sometimes it's bad. You never know what's going to be. But you enjoy yourself along the way, Steel. That's what I try and do.
What else came to mind, Bart?
Man, I liked the turtle ship. That was pretty great. Mm. The ship they stole looked like a turtle.
Mm-hmm.
When it flew down in a thing, I'm like, oh, they're all in a turtle! That was pretty cool, the old turtle ship.
Okay, well, we all get different things out of the film. Yeah.
Who else saw a turtle?
No, now just, all I'm going to see is a turtle.
Yeah, man, it's literally 100% a turtle. Other than the fact that it's a ship. But other than that, I like the fact that that Jin loved climbing. She was a sick climber. She just climbed all over the place. It was like her number one power.
I'll climb that. Oh, Dad's dead. Quick, climb, get out of that.
That weird trap, that trap they had in the storage thing. By the way, they really need to upgrade their storage, to be honest. Where you're storing it. Oh, we use it's like a mechanical claw to get it. You just put it on a hard drive? No, that's too easy. And then the little trap, like, ching, ching. You're like, what's that for? Oh, we get a lot of bats coming in. They like to nibble on the information. In a world that has, like, faster than light travel, there's a lot of fucking levers that are not remote. Is there an app for that? No, you have to walk and pull the lever. What the fuck?
It was the 70s. That's the thing. It's like the aesthetic was designed in the 70s.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And like you could picture like faster than light travel, but like
Wi-Fi.
Nah. Yeah. An iPad was just like incredible.
It's cool. They've still got radios, but they haven't figured out that there's other things you can transmit over that frequency other than voice.
And then you can stop a frequency, or you can stop the waves just with a shield.
Yeah, that's
right. You know, I feel like there's one in my house. Every time I go to the bathroom, the phone doesn't work. So, Bart. Sorry, it's your podcast. Not all the jokes are going to be good.
Is that the same attitude you have towards filmmaking?
Yeah. Not all of them are going to be good.
May the force be with you. Just throw stuff at the wall and...
And something works out.
Hopefully it fits.
Yeah.
I liked Forrest Whitaker too, by the way. I thought he was pretty good.
Yeah, I thought that guy that we're not allowed to name ever again on the podcast was a bit hard on him.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe, but there's a potential that, you know, there's this 10-year period or 15-year period where you don't know what Forrest has been up to.
Yeah.
That there's going to be an offshoot.
Oh, do you think they're going to progressively make
it's more,
prequels to Rogue One, just keep going?
Yeah, so there's more offshoots. So Forrest will, it'll fill in that 15 years of him fighting and just, oh, I lost my leg, I'm a pirate, and he just adds stuff. I got a ways.
Any minor character or even any background extra, you get to see their film.
Yeah, and they get a film, and
like
then
those
it just,
two guys we ran into who are also, you know, in the cantina.
In the cantina. Yeah.
And then, so you see them, and they have their own film. It's like, let's go drinking. Oh, I don't want to go drinking.
Bull chin and ugly bum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bull chin.
Bull chin, yeah.
Or maybe there's a sequel that happens concurrently with Star Wars, which is about that little kid that was screaming in the marketplace.
Yeah.
And everything
was
on fire. It's like, maybe she's the same as the girl who saved her, and she goes up to be someone else.
Yeah, that's true.
I found Forrest Whitaker's suit very interesting, like how he'd been through all those battles, and he was a bit of a Darth Vader. Mm. And
I thought he was Dennis Hopper.
But I thought they missed an opportunity. You know, he's giving this like speech to Jyn Erso, this very dramatic speech about saving the rebellion and stuff. Mm. And you know how he like stops and then like puts his mask on.
Yeah,
I thought they really missed an opportunity for him when he went back. Yeah, so Jyn, just try to save it.
You know, the mask had nothing to do with him breathing, it's just so he can smell his own farts. Like, he let go an awesome one. He'll be like, oh, that's a fucking, oh, that's great. Oh, my God. He's addicted to cupcaking himself.
When did I eat curry? I don't remember curry.
It's the same.
News to me.
They didn't extrapolate on the weakness that the Death Star has, but Mags was just laying massive shits in one part of the reactor. The whole time he was building it. That's why it's weak.
Oh.
He's just been using that as a poo hole.
He's got shitty weak shit weakness.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much shit, it's pushing the walls out. And it's going to burst.
Just hit that with a little bomb. It's messy.
So at the end of New Hope, when they actually shoot it, yeah. Skywalker's just covered in human feces going, I did it, yay! And just shit on his face.
Yeah.
So yeah. Essentially, they just dropped a match into a giant methane pot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit on
chain
your face.
Reaction.
Yeah. That's how it worked. The hologram cut out before he was like,
yeah.
I've been laying huge turds. I love you, and it's the only way I can get through my grief, Stardust.
It's like I've been pushing out boa constrictors down there.
Yeah.
Just big cables of shit.
Yeah.
Rolling around.
You spent a lot of time in the reactor core. Oh, I've got some serious work to do there.
Well, story checks out. That's officially part of the Star Wars history now. I decree it.
I swear to God, I'm desperately trying to generate enough brain power to get this podcast back on track, but there is literally just a sleeping donkey up here. Just chilling out.
I was so well behaved during the movie. I only yelled out once at the beginning before it started. Live long and prosper. That was it. And then I was like, Steel, I looked across at you a couple of times. You're just having such a good time. I'm like, oh, look at him go. But I wanted to yell things. I'm like, no, wait till the second viewing. If we go again, I'm going to fuck your shit up.
Can I make a guess at the point where our friend who can't be named had his little nine eyes?
Mm.
I think it was during the exposition meeting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Where they talked a lot, and they got to the end of the meeting, I'm like, I don't know what they said. Where are they going now and why?
Yeah,
there was no diagrams. It was just a lot of chitty chat.
What do you mean, like when the rebellion all met up?
Yeah, they all had a big chat.
I thought that was a much better one than the Force Awakens rebellion meeting, which was like CSI and like no one's like everyone.
Yeah,
just
but they
went,
pointed at things. We're going to go there and then over there and then over there. But this one, they're like, bad stuff.
Yeah,
it's bad stuff. And then can you go and get? There's a guy there. He may have some bad stuff. It's a pilot, maybe. I don't know. But like,
and then someone going, I don't want to do it. I do. And that one person shouted out at one point, what's she talking about? That was good. I like that. What's she talking about? Like he just arrived. Like that he's late for the meeting and he ran in and went, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, what's she talking about? I'm sorry I'm late, everybody. I was having a big old space poo. It's a thing that's happening these days.
It's weird, like the flash, like to go back in time in Star Wars. I remember in the trailer when, maybe when I watched it with the guy I can't talk about, when Mon Mothma came up, and I was just like, I never knew I could be that excited to see Mon Mothma ever in my life. That
yeah.
is how I missed you. Now, Jimmy Smits, oh my God, that smoldering man.
I love Jimmy Smits.
I love Jimmy Smits. Now, Jimmy Smits, you work with him during the prequels. He's back here. Do you see that as dedicated actor, just looking for, you know, needs still some work, or betrayal?
No, I'm happy for Jimmy to work. Jimmy came to me and said, George, can I be in the new one? I said, maybe. And I got a table here, and there are two knives on this table. You pick up one knife, I pick up the other. And then we fought. 2 hours. Knife fights don't last that long. Someone usually dies in a couple of minutes, but me and Jimmy, we were face to face, we were hand to hand.
Were they dildos, not knives?
Yeah. We call them knives, but they were dildos. Finally, Jimmy rammed mine in my mouth, and then he held the other one at my ass. He's like, you know this is going. I said, you're the doctor. And that's how we got to the film.
George said that, but I am blaming that on you, Bart.
Bart made it fruity.
Oh, I enjoyed that. I almost force choked myself.
All right. Oh, what about that little white force choke that Darth Vader gave Mendo?
And the force choke joke.
Yeah. They're, what? They didn't...
I wasn't sure about Vader doing material.
No. Yeah.
They should have, if they
a dad joke, you think?
Worst dad joke.
He is a dad,
so it's okay.
And he was the worst dad, let's admit it.
He's a pretty bad dad.
Tortured his daughter, chopped off his son's arm, so
yeah,
his material shouldn't be that good.
If the camera had it dropped, the camera dropping a bit lower, you would have seen that Vader had a giant erection when he did that. He was full mast.
Yeah, you don't just you don't just choke other people's necks. You could choke your own cock if you really want. Just if you're bored at work, just that feels great.
Are you beginning to understand the force anymore now, Schuster?
That's how it works. It's basically a way to masturbate in public. That's the whole reason for the force.
Oh my god!
Without ever getting in trouble,
I think that's the only reason for a live podcast. Adam, before we bring on our next guest, do you have any final thoughts? Are you excited to see it again?
I am excited to see it. I don't know if I can go through it again, though. I'd like to watch edited highlights. Like the way I watch Glitter with Mariah Carey. I just skip through all and then just watch
the
songs.
What was the highlight for you?
Darth Vader stabbing cunts. No.
Oh, is that an edit point, do you think, Steele? You think that's an edit point? Motherfucker! Oh, we want to keep this clean. He fucking suck my dick. You're a cunt.
Oh, but let's keep it clean.
Fuck off.
Like I'm the problem.
Hey, language. Problem.
Yeah. Please thank Adam Richard. Let's bring up, please get a round of applause for comedian Ben Russell.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Rogue One.
Ben, what'd you think, buddy?
I liked it. I was real hootenanny.
You can see that on the ad this weekend. It's just like, it's a must-see variety. It's a real hoot nanny.
It's a real hoot
Ben
nanny.
Russell.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I wasn't sure, but did we see the death of Walrus Man and Fucked Face Guy prematurely? Because they were in the town.
They were.
And then the town got exploded. What happened to Fucked Face Guy and Walrus Man?
You'll find out in their movie.
I tell you what happened.
There's a little portal and they just jump through.
The same way Jyn Erso did.
Oh, all right, that's it.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So I reckon...
No, you're gone as well.
Ray is mommy's Jyn Erso. Thanks for having me.
Wow. Wow, you're really running out of guests. You're very sensitive.
I'm not sure if that will get caught on the recorder, but as he got dragged out by security, Ben Russell did scream, "Jyn Erso lives."
In the memories of her friends that survived, which was none of them.
I've never seen anyone get banned from a podcast that quick.
I've actually never seen anyone get banned from a podcast.
Yeah. Steele, that's not a normal thing that people do. You're banned, you're all banned.
Get out of here.
You know who you remind me of? The Empire.
It's getting a little bit Mendo.
Yeah, it's a bit of a Mendo thing to do.
Oh, thanks.
Get a thrilled. Cape. Need a cape.
Mendo, Mendo, Mendo. While Director Krennic shouldn't choke on his ambition, you guys should not choke on hitting Buy It Now on the Mendo tribute shirt by Steel Wars, done in a loving throwback to the Kenner instruction pamphlets of old, featuring Mendo's sweet cape and immeasurable power.
Plus, you get 10 bonus VIP supporter episodes when you purchase instantly, so you've got 10 hours of listening while your Mendo shirt arrives. It is all up at SteelWars.com.
Oh, let's get another guest that hopefully be a bit more behaved.
Good luck.
We loved his appearance on one of the Melbourne Comedy Festival live episodes. It's Jimmy James Eaton.
That's such a good intro. Oh, I hope this guy will be better than the last guy. It's amazing. It's like everyone dies. Whoa. But any film is good to watch with Steele in the audience up the back. It's like Steele's commentary.
Oh, that's so good.
Like any time like some little like idiosyncrasy from Star Wars happens, I just hear Steele at the back go, ha ha, yeah. I just want that in every film I watch, like the Titanic. I'm flying, Jack. You fucking dickhead. Oh, you're great. You're so good.
It was great. It was really great.
It really makes it. It's just like the joyful child of steel comes out. It was really cool. What hasn't been said? Oh my god.
I have to say one thing at the end that I was just like gritting my teeth, just like, if they fucking kiss.
Yes,
I'm
totally.
Gonna be so pissed.
And I'm so happy they didn't.
It was tasteful.
It was tasteful.
They fucked in the elevator.
I really love that. Yeah.
They did fuck in the elevator.
Yeah.
Oh, like in that 80s movie where they.
Yeah, no, just like she. Because all of her pants got blown off anyway from that explosion when she was lining up the antenna. It didn't show it, but she was showing.
And
oh my god. One of the major scenes in the trailer on the radar sort of dish, and the TIE fighter comes up.
Mm.
We never find out who's in that TIE fighter.
It's Snoke.
Out.
Whoa.
Do you think?
I've never been heckled with Star Wars references before.
Do you reckon there's a hint in there? Is somewhere there's an Easter egg towards Snoke in the movie? Some kind of like
he just comes out from behind a tree halfway through and goes, hey, "Can you see me?"
There's been an awakening soon.
It'll take 7 years, but it's coming.
Or longer than that. But can we talk about Mando again? I thought he got a pretty raw deal. Like, he was a bit of a dick, but he did a lot of legwork. He got, like, classic manager comes and just claims all of his work.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's been, like, clearly he didn't design the Death Star, but he people managed well, and he made it happen. And then fucking Tarkin just comes along and goes, I'll take that. Oh, look what I've done. Yay. He's actually, I think, like...
Do you know who Tarkin is?
George Lucas. Oh, no, wait.
Yeah, it's true.
Mendo is George Lucas and Tarkin is Disney. Because Disney's sort of come along going, I'll take that.
Yeah.
And clearly one person went, no.
No, Tarkin's David Brent. Just sitting around, absolutely. Cracking gags, working on his makeup apparently.
Yeah.
Like, did everyone feel for Mendo when he got... Imagine having a whole Death Star taken off you.
Yeah.
He just kill a whole town of people. And then that happened. And you're like, oh, poor guy. Murderer.
His boss told him to do it. So.
Oh, yeah, well, a lot of people told to do things, and they did, and they shouldn't have. I'm talking about Nazis again. All right? We're all following orders. Not this guy.
Absolutely.
When I was in World War II, I didn't follow any orders.
What did you do in World War II, George Lucas?
I built my own squadron.
Okay.
And we went out to the desert. We made a little film. It was called... I don't know where I'm going with this.
You.
I'm so
Wasn't
tired.
It of all black pilots?
Yes. What was the name of that film?
Red Tails.
And I made a little film called Red Tails. Thank you. All right, so edit out the bit where Bart helps me, and that sounds real good. Like a genuine riff just happened.
Going back to Mendo, you know when he first spat the dummy and like he was like, oh, I don't get my death star, and he started to go like a little bit emperor? Did anyone else sort of pick that? He was like, no, this won't do. Bah. Like he started to kind of wig out in an emperor sort of way.
Mm.
Yeah, he did. He got like a tick, like a
maybe his hat just fell off
going.
And it's suddenly grey. I was like, is this like a weird emperor twin sort of thing? But it wasn't.
I think he's
getting close to being banned, Jimmy.
Oh, can I get banned for this? I was really hoping. What? I was really hoping at the very end when, like, Princess Leia, like, she had a veil instead of Princess Leia, it was just the Emperor going, "Nice try, rebel scum."
Whole new bunch of films from there.
Yeah, totally.
Change the timeline. Something else happens.
Absolutely. The Star Trek in it.
How much of a Emperor fanboy was Mendo, though?
He was like, a fan.
Am I going to get an audience with the Emperor?
I want to see him.
So if I was to, like, accidentally bring two coffees, what would the Emperor like? Like, you see? Yeah. Like, if I accidentally bought another, oh, so, here you go, Emperor.
Do you think...
I know you like it dark.
Oh, no, I just want to... If the Emperor got his own coffee at Starbucks, and when they go, Sheev? Latte for Sheev?
Did anyone else at the very start, I know you've already talked about the prologue not being there, did anyone else think they had a stroke for just a second? Like, oh, fuck, it's not there. Or, like, the projector fucked up and didn't show it? Am I the only, like, Star Wars nerd that just went, oh, fuck, it's not there. Oh, fuck. Rewind it.
I was just sitting there going, yeah, what's better than the fucking crawl? Not that.
Yeah, true.
Everyone quieted down super quick. The thing about the very beginning I found with Mendo, though, he parked so far away from where he needed to be.
Totally.
And he just walked for ages. And he's like, oh, man, I'm tired. My legs are sore.
It was like in National Lampoon's Vacation when they finally get to Wally World and they still park at the back.
At the right at the back. And I feel like...
You can, once you realize you're too far, you can't walk back. You can't be like... You see them go... Like that. You're not scared anymore. Like, these motherfuckers can't even park. I'm not worried. Hey, everyone, come back and stand next to me. It's fine. He's
by the
idiot.
Time they've parked, Hannibal and his wife are just like, fuck you.
And they're gone.
I just feel like he parked really far away that time. He didn't even wait to go inside when he got to the base with Mads. He was just like, we'll do this in the rain. Well, umbrellas, they have not been invented yet.
No.
We don't have any shelter. I just imagine when he did go and visit Vader, They cut it out, but it's just him walking ages. He just parked at the furthest landing pad. They're like, where's Mendo? Oh, he parked it at the back.
Hey! They didn't say the fucking line!
What?
And was there the shot of him?
He says the power is immeasurable! Like,
oh.
Not in
oh, yeah.
the... What the fuck?
Wait for the director's edit.
Yeah.
On Blu-ray.
So, yes, burn the shirts and then buy other shirts.
Yes.
Well, you're going to have to buy more if you're going to get a good fire going, young man. Rebel. You are the true Jyn Erso. I rebel, yeah. Oh, my... I can't believe immeasurable. That was the best word ever said in Star Wars. What's your favorite word ever said in Star Wars, George Lucas?
Probably you had me at hello. Which is actually what Chewbacca said when Han comes in Jedi and he's in the prison. And then for some reason Han's like, we've all got delusions of grandeur or some shit. But he's actually saying, you had me hello. It's supposed to be a beautiful moment.
I like the classic line where Yoda, like, after Luke tries, and then Yoda levitates the X-Wing.
Mm.
And then Luke looks at the waitress and says, I'll have what he's having.
That was a good one.
What's your favorite line in Star Wars, Bart?
Just the noises that the stormtroopers make when they fall off things.
You know why? Because they're already getting their foreskin caught in the corners. They've got no underwear on. So they're like, that. It hurts 10 times more when your foreskin's getting all cut up by plastic.
Foreskin?
Yeah.
Ow. Foreskin.
My favorite line was when Yoda looks at Scarlet and just goes, my dear, I don't give, frankly, a damn. I do not.
Yeah.
Just rides away on a horse.
I can't believe those lines aren't in there. Why have we been lied to? Do people have an issue with that?
I have to buy the DVD.
Sorry?
I have to buy the DVD, George.
Yeah, the DVD will have them.
I'd love the ad. Do you remember when you watched an ad and saw one line and then wasn't in the film? Now you can see that line again.
But this is a great thing about being a Star Wars fan. I can now be outraged about that line not being in the film for the next 4 years and ignore an entire planet of actual problems. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. My favorite bit, the Star Destroyers smashing into each other. That was wicked.
Yeah.
That was like a real hot take.
Speaking of the Star Destroyers, I'm a big fan of the Star Wars toys, and I'm pretty excited for the toys to come out for the new Rogue One film. What, like, toy would you be excited about, Steel?
I want to see... I give full respect, just based off what Bart said, the Hammerhead...
Yeah, that was sick.
Cruiser. So cool.
Like...
It's awesome. It's a great idea.
Yeah. And... I like the old Hammerhead.
Those ships, actually, they use those to build the Death Star. Because they hammer in nails with them.
Oh, Jesus.
Go! To the left! And again! Come on, we're having fun here, guys. So it's supposed to be a fun podcast. Should we talk about Natchez again? Jesus
Christ.
Is there
also a big Saw? There's a big Saw ship?
There's a Saw ship.
No, Saw Gerrera.
Yeah. There's a Saw ship. There's some little nail ships.
And they just get stuck there forever. Go! Oh, now we're here.
Guys in there like, this was a bad job.
Yeah. Why did I sign up for this? It's a living. You know.
One thing, we were talking about jumping before, Bart, that I know it's like we're in Star Wars and everything's very unrealistic, but I found the unprompted, unthought about at all parkour jump across the data system 180 leap was done pretty flippantly.
Yes.
Not much thought.
What's his name? The other guy. She jumped.
Cassian.
Why did Cassian follow her? He should have just waited for her to come back.
Yeah, I don't know why.
They got caught up in the moment.
And they had to go up. They had to, like,
they had to go up.
K2 said they have to go up into the weird...
The bat trap.
Yeah.
But did anyone else, when Cassim had the sniper rifle and he had it lined up on Jin's dad and then he kind of turned, he could have just shot Mendo then.
Yeah.
But he didn't. It's his fault. That's all I'm saying.
He didn't do the shooting he should have done.
The shooting. Yeah. It would have just been a shit film after that. Just, he's dead. Let's go back.
Yeah. The and not everyone will get this maybe, but when he was aiming up, it did give me harsh flashbacks to the bounty hunter up the tree on Endor.
I think these guys just banned you from your own podcast. They want you to leave now. Goodbye, Steel. No, don't. Don't leave. No one else wants to host.
It's 3:45 in the morning.
Does anyone have any, like, a question of the film?
Yeah.
All right, come up, young man.
Dale.
Hey, this guy looks really familiar.
Yeah, he looks super familiar. I saw him sleeping in the cinema.
Hi, big fan of the podcast. Thanks for the opportunity to ask a question. We don't see Mendo die. Do you think he becomes Snoke?
All right, someone just got double banned. And then another arsehole in the audience went, how about I top that? Come ask a question, young man.
Oh, sweet.
It's a familiar looking face.
Do you think that Jin hid in the body of Walrus Man and Fucked Face Man?
That was a different fucking planet!
How do you know? Nobody knows.
Do you know how I know? Because there was a little title down the bottom of the screen.
That could have been one of the title ships that they have.
Yeah.
They do have those title
ships.
Those
weren't titles where they were. They were ships flying at the same speed as the camera. Shaped like letters. What better way to hide from the enemy? But look like titles. Go, is this where we are? Oh, no! And they shoot you. It's a clever plan. Why did you think of it, Steel?
I'm not the creative genius.
Oh, well, not with that attitude.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, okay. Darren, if you get banned from the podcast...
We didn't talk about a particular cameo. There was a very short cameo of R2 and C-3PO. What a
bit of yeah. That was good.
Pretty good.
That was a good one. And it was well placed. I thought it was good to have it in the middle rather than, like, you know, Revenge of the Sith. It was a bit, like, at the end it was a little bit...
They just start shooting.
Let's wrap
them
thing. Yeah, let's wrap it all up. So it was good to have them so they're still part of the, you know, like
they're around.
They've stayed in the films. What do you? But do you think it's a bit of a betrayal that they did this new film?
Well, that was that came out of nowhere. That question. Betrayal to have them in the film?
Well, they worked with you, and now they're in these new films.
Steve, they're not real people. They can do whatever they want. They're not real. Oh, they have no lives outside of the films.
So they can do whatever they want, but they're not real people.
Yeah. Fake people do what they want. Real people have responsibilities.
Are you a fake or a real person?
Yeah, you're real or fake.
Depends who's in the room. All right. Depends what's going on. If you put out a whole bag of Coke, I'm not real.
I think there's a bag of Coke in your beard.
Yeah, well, how do you think I'm still awake? Just doing Coke in the bathroom. At least I think it was Coke. Could have been those crystals.
Old crushed. Do you imagine with the Death Star, they've just got all those little weird crystals with inscriptions just lined up in a row?
Yeah.
Like in the laser? Like they've just... That's what they're
there's
doing.
There's a guy has to put them in there.
Yeah.
We need 10,000 more. Jesus
Christ. It's not lined up straight, mate. We need a couple more crystals.
Yeah.
And then they're just shining a torch with a couple AA batteries. And then the crystals are like... And then they've got a laser that can destroy a planet.
And then you get that really cool square-shaped crystal that when you put it on your tongue, it goes...
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my favourite crystal.
It's a great
What other spin-offs would you like to see in future, George, from your stories?
I think it's about time we had... trying to think of one of my favourite characters. How about a whole series... we just follow the robot that repairs other robots at Jabba the Hutt's kingdom. Remember that guy? And he's such an asshole. And like, you'll learn to fucking do your shit. You know, like he was like C-3PO. You'll be a better droid. And he didn't have any legs, but he was all more of him. He had a little flippy mouth.
Can you do your impression of him again?
Yeah, you'll fucking learn and do it properly, and you're going to serve drinks, and you're going to translate, and you're going to suck my dick. You know, like, he was the best.
Hey, excuse me, robot, do you even work here?
No, I just...
Get out of here! Stop coming in and getting robots to suck your dick!
My robot dick.
The master.
One robot I did fan out seeing the Imperial probe droid. Did everyone see that? I got a little bit of a... He's there.
Yeah, what's she saying again?
Put it on the dance floor. Get it on down.
Yeah. He's actually...
No, it's Burgers at the Station. Burgers. That's what he sounds like he's saying. Burgers at the Station.
Burgers Station. Well, I would like to see a series of movies that just follow the dude in the watchtower with the binoculars and what's the shit.
Yeah.
He's like... How was it an authorized takeoff? So he's like, nah, I'm not filming this.
He's like this. He's like, oh, there goes another one.
Yeah.
Wonder where he's off to.
That's a job they made up for him.
I've been up here for ages.
You go look at the ships in the tower. Is that important? Oh, yeah.
He doesn't even...
You gotta watch them go, otherwise how do we know if they're going?
He's the boss's son. We have to give him a job.
Yeah, give him something.
I'm helping.
Can I wear one of
those? There's a big robot planet coming.
Also, the rebels, they're really worried about getting their necks burnt. Those helmets just covered the back of their neck. Don't burn your neck, boys. And it's a killer out there in the field.
Well, they're sun smart.
They're sun smart.
And they've got that Yavin sun burning there.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Except inside their temple, it's all really low lighting. Like, that'd be hard to work in an office like that.
Yeah.
Can we turn the lights on? No. It's the aesthetic. Oh, fuck.
Maybe they're all vampires.
Yeah.
I think that's true. That is now officially part of Star Wars lore. They are all vampires. Yeah. That makes it more fun. It's a funner movie now if you think they're all vampires.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wesley Snipes will be in the next one.
Killing them all.
Yeah.
They're like, we got to get Wesley. We got to kill him before he kills us. Because we're the rebels.
Is he going to be called Wesley?
Yeah.
There was a Wesley Snipes tweet the other day. It's like, if I write Demolition Man 2, will you watch it?
Yeah, I want to watch him write it. Not the movie. I watch Wesley Snipes going, man, this is harder than I thought.
I've never written a feature film script before, and this is really hard.
Does anyone here know how to spell vampire? Yeah, it's
really bad. So the Draculas jump in. They're not called Draculas. They are in my film. Draculas jump in. I punch them in the face. Goodbye, Draculas.
Draculas.
They're not even vampires. He's got, he has even another great term.
It's Wesley the Dracula.
Wesley the Dracula curl. I kill all the Draculas.
It's too early in the morning.
It's too late.
It's good.
Please thank Jimmy James Eaton, Bart Freeburn, and the maker George Lucas.
Thank you, everyone.
That's your time to leave. Make like a deal and ban yourself.
Hi, Steel. I actually do have one question. This is probably not going to work for people listening at home, but can everyone else see that fucking snowman up there?
Oh,
that has the security number 69. Look, I know I've been saying this all night, but doesn't that remind you of Snoke talking to Kylo Ren?
I'm so unannoyed by your Snoke thing, because I'm actually amazed that for an hour and a half I've been sitting under a giant inflatable snowman and I had no fucking idea.
I just had to get that off my chest. Thank you, everybody.
He's welcome back on the podcast. I think it would be right if we finished with a song. Where's Michael at? Get up here. Keep it going. I know you're tired, but
hey, here we go.
What did you think of the film?
Like the first half an hour or so, it was, oh, we're in this place, we're going over here, and I sort of nearly fell a little bit sleepy in the first 20 minutes, but then after that, kicked in, and later.
You think if Disney was right with, like, commercial tie-ins, they would have done something with, like, Google Maps or something, like...
Yeah!
They could have traced it around the galaxy. That'd be fantastic. I like your droid hat. That is amazing.
Yeah, I wore this last year, and people are recognising me. Oh, yeah, I think I saw you from last year from that hat.
You're the guy that's run out of space with his action figures.
Yeah.
All right, what song you got for us, Mike?
Well, I just wrote this today because you were interested in another song. Always got a few songs, but I got some ideas from John in the corner there, so I can't take all the credit. Here we go. Rogue One. Well, actually, I wrote a little song, very tiny song. There's only one thing that I want in my life: to watch a new Star Wars movie at midnight. Ooh. But I thought that was too short, so I wrote another one, Rogue One.
Okay,
here we go.
I agree that was short.
Yeah. You'd have been very disappointed if I just came to sing that short song at the end.
I would have been devastated.
Okay, so I got very hard to work to Rogue One.
Okay,
here we go. Rogue One, rebels are on the run, stealing the plans. What will you become? I just watched another Star Wars.
Can I just cut in there?
Yeah.
Another fucking line that wasn't said in the movie.
Yes, it ruined it. I was thinking that, I'm going to sing this bit, and now it's not. It didn't end up in the movie.
Yeah, it's like if Billy Joel found out the girl lived in the Lower East Side.
It's ruined it for me now.
Not a bad reference, huh?
Okay, so see what you've done to us? Changing trailers? Where was I? Okay. I just watched another Star Wars movie at midnight. And now I'm singing this song at Steel Wars Podcast, and it's live. I just watched this movie with 400 other fans. We're now discussing the plot of how the rebels stole those plans. Rogue One, now the movie is done. We're now discussing what we liked and what went wrong. Next year we're going to get ready for episode 8. I might sing another song. Either way, the movie will be great. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for having me on the
Where
show.
Where can people on the internet find you? Do you put your stuff up?
Yeah, we've only got 2 Star Wars songs up. Oh, Such Great Lies, One Word, on YouTube. Look for Waiting for Episode 7, the Ewok song. Mm-hmm. We've got those 2 up. Oh, Nine Numb. There's a Nine Numb jam on there. That
Nine
actually,
Numb's good.
Yeah, I just put a jam. I wasn't... Just put it on there to show people, and Mike Quinn picked it up.
Oh, Neem Numb himself?
Yeah. Like everyone, Mike Quinn, the puppeteer, Jim Henson, he... Quinn's own studios, he found it, goes, oh, great. Such Great Lives, anyway.
Oh, thank Mike, everyone!
You'll always know I'll be at a Steel show because I'll be singing a song.
Yeah. When you clap, that's the time to go.
Bye.
It's the Bart Freebarn. I'm just going to sit there. So... I hope everyone had a great Star Wars experience, a great time leading up to it, a great year of watching trailers, listening to podcasts, not watching trailers, not listening to podcasts as we got closer, and Mendo, Mendo, Mendo. Thank you guys so much for coming to the show. Thanks so much for your support of the show over the year, and I really appreciate it. I am Steel Saunders, and I do love Star Wars. Thanks very much. Mendo. Hey, you guys. I hope you enjoyed our midnight reaction to Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. So much to process, you guys. So much to process. I look forward to seeing it again tonight and taking it in a bit calmer. If you enjoyed the episode, please pod it forward on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or wherever you work. If you're in a Star Wars forum or Facebook group, give us a bit of a plug. And, of course, get on that iTunes and write us a sweet 5-star review. There will be lots of people looking for Star Wars content this week. So it would be great if you could go in there, click subscribe if you haven't already, and write a review. And then we'll be bumped up with the 27 Westworld podcasts in TV and movies. Violent Delights is my pick, by the way. That's a good one. And if you are new to the podcast, please subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast from. We have tons of great interviews. We've got Nathan Hamill, the son of Mark Hamill, telling us what it was like to grow up a Star Wars fan when your father is Luke Skywalker. Our 100th episode, recorded at Star Wars Celebration London, with details, Kratniss from The Force Awakens. His tear-jerking recollection of climbing aboard the Millennium Falcon. Also, we have a very exciting new show on the Steel Wars supporter page. The Steel Wars supporter page is kind of like our Patreon, where people chip in $3 Australian a month, which is about $2.25 American a month, and you get access to all our full-length Steel Wars episodes and tons of bonus shows. And we've got a new bonus show called Making Steel Wars. It is me and my great friend Jason Ward from MakingStarWars.net Talking Wars, talking what goes on behind the stories. And the first episode is up. We talk so much about a lot of the reporting that went into Rogue One, and it is getting such a great response. I urge you, if you listen to Making Star Wars as now, this is podcasting. If you read makingstarwars.net, this is quite an episode to find out what goes on behind the stories. We'll be doing that every week or so on the Steel Wars supporter page as well. You get all the call-in show bonus sections, you get audience Q&As, and other regular shows that I just put up there as thanks to my supporters, as well as the weekly Steel Wars show. So if you enjoy the Steel Wars podcast, you'd like to hear some bonus eps, or just say, hey, here's some cash to make sure you can keep it going. It's not a scam. It's just a little thing. Everyone just chips in a little bit, and I can feed my cat and keep recording sweet, sweet Star Wars content. And this month on the supporter page, I am hoping to upload 31 pieces, 31 audio shows for the supporters to celebrate Rogue One, a Star Wars story. Of course, we are part of the Making Star Wars Podcast Network, and they're going to be pumping out episodes. I'm sure there will be, everyone will be doing a reaction episode. I know now this is podcasting, the flagship show. They are going to be doing an episode straight after seeing the film Thursday night American time. And then you can expect episodes, of course, from Rogue One, a Star Wars podcast for wieners. And then it has to change its name to Hand Solo, a mic-grabbing podcast or something like that. Cantina Cast, Rebel Girl, Force Cult, even probably Tarkin's Top Shelf. They'll all be pumping out episodes reacting to Rogue One. So get on there, makingstarwars.net, click on the podcasting network, and hear some other voices in Star Wars podcasting. If you're in Sydney and Brisbane, please grab a ticket and come down and enjoy the fun for the Rogue One reaction episodes. And if you need new tea for Christmas, we've got those sweet Mendo teas going out the door. And there's two different ones listed on the web store. There's one that ships from America, so click that one and you get it a lot faster and cheaper if you are in America. And then there's one for Australia and Europe and the rest of the world, you guys. I hope you guys have an awesome week of Star Wars fandom. We will have tons of episodes. If you don't have the app, if you're on iPhone or iPad, make sure you've got the Steel Wars app, or you're just checking the feed regularly, because we've already put up a call-in show before this with Dominic Jones. That's a pre-Rogue One one, and it's quite interesting because he was on his way back from LA driving from Lucasfilm, so he's got a lot of stories to tell. We'll be doing call-in shows all next week with a gamut of great co-hosts, and we invite you to call in and tell us what you loved and what you're a bit iffy about and what you really love. Really, really loved. Mendo. It's Mendo. On Rogue One, a Star Wars story, we'll have some great conversation going. We'll have the Sydney and the Brisbane blog pods up. We'll have the Sydney and the Brisbane reaction episodes live up next week. And we'll also have the blog pod, my little audio diary from all the goings-on around the premiere night last night. So much content. It is a content Christmas. And if you're enjoying it all, again, please either pot it forward or become a supporter. Do your little part for all the listening we are putting out. I hope you have an awesome time. Enjoy the film. Go see it again and again this weekend while it's packed, and take in that magic Star Wars. May that force.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.